In this first episode, ladies, what I want to discuss after 55 plus years in public service combined, EMS, law enforcement, firefighting, is I've decided, or I came under the decision that if you're a female, or if you're a same-sex couple and your significant other owns a motorcycle, I'm telling you now, drop their ass. Drop them right now. Right now, you mean absolutely nothing to that other person. You mean zero. Case in point, I received a run. It was early morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Car versus motorcycle. Motorcycle lost. Upon our arrival, my partner and I found a male and female that had been riding the motorcycle. Both of them were in good shape. Lucky to see they hadn't become part of the donor cycle group. But they were in good shape. Some lacerations, some scrapes, what we like to refer to as road rash, but in excellent shape. So my partner was taking care of the female subject, and I took care of the male subject. And right away, he started asking questions. How is she, man? How is she? And I told her, she's in good shape. She's fine. And he kept persisting. No, really, man, how is she? Tell me, how is she? And I would give him a little more details. I mean, for the most part, she's got some scrapes on her. Oh, he made a face and make the noise. And, I would continue to wrap his road rash. And he would ask again, so, how does she really look? And she looks fine. I mean, she's like I said, she's got a little scrape here, a little scrape there. Oh! And, finally, I figured out that he wasn't really asking about her as much as he was asking about the bike. And so just to make sure that my thought process was right on, when he asked again, so how is she? And, for a moment there, I almost felt like this guy was having some signs of a concussion because he kept repeating it, but he only repeated it about that one issue. How is she? How is she? Dude, how is she? And it never was about what happened. He didn't repeat himself over and over again. What happened? What time is it? No, what happened? It was always how is she? So to make sure that I was correct, this time when he asked, how is she? I told him. I said, she's okay. She's got a few scratches, and she's got that one cut on her forehead that might need a couple stitches. And this guy made the ugliest face you've ever seen. And he said, no, man, not the bitch, the bike. And I knew I was right. I knew I was right the whole time. So the next time you start feeling like you're not very important to your significant other who owns a bike, and you see them out there cleaning it, but are they really cleaning it, or are they just massaging it? And they're out there shining it, admiring it, almost to the point that you think that they're about to start masturbating as they're watching their bike. You're right. You're absolutely right. You mean absolutely nothing to this person. Ditch them. Get rid of them. Walk away from them now. I mean, I know some guys, people on bikes, you know, they seem a little bit dangerous. They're thrill-seeking. You know, you didn't always still find a thrill-seeker. Find somebody that parachutes. Find somebody that races stock cars, like me. But, you know, just drop this guy or this girl, this person, like a lead balloon. Get rid of them now. That would cause a whole lot of people from getting their hearts broken if they would just follow that simple advice. So until next time, guys, be safe.